Hello everybody, welcome to our 12th video.
Hello.
In this video, we are going to talk about decision-making tools. First, let's define decision-making, Mr. İzgi.
Decision-making is an activity to reach a consensus. This is desirable both in agile and traditional project management approaches. Some people may have a concern about reaching consensus. They might think, what if we cannot reach a consensus after persistent disagreements? There are some techniques which guarantee that a consensus will be reached in the sense that an agreed upon procedure will lead to a result. We'll talk about them in this video.
Before talking about the techniques, in which situations does a project team use decision-making tools?
They can be desirable, for example, estimating the effort, tasks to produce deliverables, other types of problem-solving activities, and so on.
Okay, what are some of the common techniques?
There are many. For example, Feast of Five, Roman voting, polling, dot voting.
What kind of activity is performed during the Feast of Five technique?
A facilitator calls for the team to vote on its level of agreement or disagreement. The voters show their hands to respond, an open hand that's showing five fingers means very strong agreement. Four fingers show general agreement. Three fingers show abdication. Two fingers show general disagreement. One finger shows strong disagreement. A fist that's zero fingers shows very strong disagreement, which is the extreme case.
What happens if the voters disagree strongly?
Then they make a discussion. They explain why they voted like that. They might try to convince each other. It's possible to have a second round of vote. If the strong disagreement persists, then one can take the average of the numbers and record that value as the final decision.
Okay, you say Roman voting. What is this?
Here, the voters have two choices. Thumbs up means agreement, and thumbs down means disagreement. If anyone is thumbs down on the approach, the facilitator then will work to try to identify and enable the team to try to address the objections.
Okay, thank you. Let's talk about dot voting now.
Each voter is given a number of sticky dots. They vote with the sticky dots based on the weight they believe should be provided to that list item. Multi-voting among the items will be possible too. One identifies an overall priority based on the number of dots each item receives.
Can you explain to us how polling works?
Simple polling has four main categories related to how the final decision will be made. The first one is called unanimity. One requires an agreement by every voter without an exception. The second one is called majority. More than 50% of the voters must agree to make a decision. The third one is called plurality. Here, a decision is made by the largest bloc in the group, even if a majority is not achieved. The fourth one is autocratic. Here, one single person makes the final decision, independent of the outcome of the voting. Very often, this person will consider the larger group. Otherwise, this person would not start the voting process at all, one would think.
How can they decide which technique to use? For example, while figuring out the product backlog items or deliverables?
There isn't a short straight answer to that question. For example, there might be a section in the team charter document which will clarify the decision about the technique to be used. The project team prepares the team charter. You can click to the upper right corner of the screen now to see it.
Thank you, Mr. Izgi. We have reached the end of our video. Thanks to the people watching us. I want to remind you to subscribe to our channel and like our videos. In addition, you can support us from our Patreon page. Hope to see you in our next video.
Yeah, we'll be glad if you write your comments below our videos. Also, feel free to ask any questions you might have. Contact us using our email addresses if you are interested in our courses. Goodbye.
Bye.